Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the role that an intention plays in the hereafter. As you know, there's a famous hadith from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is the following hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Verily, actions are proportionate to intentions, which basically means that the value of every action, you know, the value, the spiritual value, the value in the eyes of God, the value of every action is proportionate and in accordance to the intention with which it is performed. This hadith that we're going to recite today, it elaborates on this even more. And it specifically tells us the role that the intention that we perform an action with, it plays in the hereafter, in the akhirat. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The people of hell will dwell eternally in hell because their intentions in the world were such that if they were to remain there forever, they would disobey Allah forever. And the people of heaven will dwell eternally in heaven because their intentions in the world were such that if they were to remain there forever, they would obey Allah." In other words, forever. Right, so here, this hadith is good because not only does it elaborate on, you know, the role that intentions play in the hereafter, it also coincidentally and parenthetically, it answers an objection, you know, that a lot of people raise as a theological question, which is why is it that, you know, we perform certain actions from a certain period of time, from our birth or from the time we become religiously responsible until we die? Why is it, and this is, for example, a certain period of time, 100 years, let's say 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever. Why is it that we get punished eternally? Or why is it that we are rewarded eternally? Shouldn't our punishment or our rewards be proportionate to the time period in which we perform the actions? So here the Imam, he elucidates on this and says that because the intentions of these people were such that if they were to be brought back into the world and allowed to remain in the world forever, they would continue to do what they were doing before, right? And because the rewards and punishments of people are proportionate to their intentions, they are given, consequently given a eternal reward or internal punishment. In continuation, the Imam said, therefore, it is according to the intentions, their intentions, that these people and those people will have everlasting abodes. Finally, the Imam, he recited Allah's verse in the Holy Quran, say, everyone acts according to his character. قُلْ كُلٌ يَعْمَلُ عَلَىٰ شَاكِلَتِهِ. Right, so here, the Imam, he interprets this word شَاكِلَتِهِ, the character, to be a reference to intention. Right, so the action of the person, it's in proportion to the intention of the person. And the reward is in proportion to the action, the reward and the punishment. So the reward and the punishment are in proportion to the action. That's why the reward or punishment are eternal. And he said, and this means with his intention. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the role of intention in the hereafter in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.